Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you three fantastic stories from r/I don't work here lady. The first one involves a woman, a personal assistant, you know, just going about her job, unfortunately being confused as a stripper. Yeah, seriously, it's a bit of a weird one. Let's get straight into it. I Don't Work Here Lady, Strip Club Edition. This takes us back to the early 2000s. I was 19 at the time. My second job ever was at a shady accountant's office. I worked a couple of years as a courier and then was promoted to a small administrative role. It was a small office, but we handled a lot of work because we had a lot of clients. Our biggest was a chain, big store, with headquarters overseas. We did the numbers for the local branches. This meant that the big store would send a couple of times per year a representative that would stay a couple of days in a hotel, so we'd have to show them a nice time in town. One of these representatives, VIP in the story, was a bit of a creep and demanded to go to nightclubs where we had to make sure he didn't get in trouble. Our country was always in the middle of an economic crisis, so the accountant would make us go above and beyond to keep the representatives happy. And, in the case of this guy, drunk. During one of the VIP's visits, he heard of a strip club and wanted to go there at all costs. One of my co-workers took him there, and the VIP liked it so much that he practically never left the establishment. I don't know why, but he decided that this would be the place of operations next time he'd come, and he managed to make sure a next visit would ensue as soon as possible. So, a couple of months later, he came with short notice and arranged with the accountant to have their meetings at the strip club. Mind you, this was still during working hours. Alright guys, sorry for the long background, now to the I don't work here lady part. This went down during a meeting at said strip club at noon. We were sitting in one of the corner tables, away from most of the action. It was actually a pretty quiet place, all things considered. And given the nature of the talk, ill accounting practices, it surprisingly seemed like a good place. There were a few patrons next to the stage, and there was little action. But there were dancers coming and going. It seemed like the place never closed. Can I just say, before we get into this really, what a weird place to have accounting meetings. This guy is strange. Now, the accountant's personal assistant was a girl in her mid-20s. She was the accountant's niece, and she was both incredibly smart and beautiful. She was sitting next to her uncle, taking notes and providing data on demand. I was there just to make sure the VIP always had a drink in hand. At some point, I was handed some documents to check something out, and the accountant's assistant went to the bar to get more drinks. So, it was three males sitting at the table, the VIP and the accountant talking figures, as I was checking the papers, when suddenly we heard a loud crash and some yelling. We turned to see the assistant arguing with drunk patron one, her white shirt all wet. She then threw a punch at his face. He got rocked back by the vicious hits and the surprise. Two other patrons, who were nearby, jumped in and tried to grab the assistant. We sprang from our seats and rushed to her aid. There was some pushing and pulling. The accountant was trying to hold back his assistant, his niece, and shield her, but she was enraged. The VIP and I were pushing the other drunk patrons back. Fortunately, the fighting was contained between the assistants and the first drunk patron, and a full-blown skirmish didn't break out. A couple of seconds later, a massive 2-meter, that's about 6'8" bouncer, appeared, grabbed the drunk patron, and started bellowing out orders. We instantly stopped, as if we were toddlers under the command of a kindergarten teacher. Upon questioning, the drunk patron said that the expletive for sex worker refused to serve him a drink and a lap dance, pointing at the assistants. Still enraged, she started shouting, and things almost escalate again, weren't it for the bouncer being so menacingly in control. The man was good at his job. Eventually, the assistant calmed down and said that she was returning from the bar with a tray with drinks when this drunk patron slapped her in the butt and told her to take him to a private booth. She said she didn't work there, He slurred something about being quick about it, and when she tried to leave, he tried to grab for her chest and knocked the tray with drinks all over her suit and shirts. She told him something along the lines of, "I told you, I don't work here, you butthole." And he replied, "Well, you look like a, insert word here, that works here." She lost it and started swinging. So, the aftermath. The drunk patron was kicked out, and the two other drunk patrons left with their friend. The VIP paid the bartender some money to allow us to stay there. I took the assistant in a cab back to her home. She was still fuming and ranted on how she hated working for her uncle and his shady clients. She wanted to quit and start working in her field. She was an architect, but our economy was so depressed, there was hardly any work there. She took a week off work after that, and during that week, I decided to quit. I was a high school dropout, and I thought it was a good time to get graduated. So, I haven't seen her since. I learned that the accountant was caught stealing from the big clients a couple of years later, and his business declined heavily after losing the majority of that business. A couple of years ago, I saw that the assistant was running a somewhat successful Instagram account, giving interior design tips and offering her services as an architect and designer. She seems to be doing okay. As for the strip club, well, it closed a long time ago, so I guess the drunk patrons are getting their fill elsewhere. Jeez, getting accused of being a stripper when you're not one, that is tough, seriously. But to be honest, I don't blame, you know, anyone else in the story, even the patron. Like, if you're in a strip club and you see a very good looking girl holding a tray of drinks, it's not that far-fetched to think that they might be a stripper, sorry. The only person I blame is this weird VIP bloke. Why do you want to do your accounting stuff in a strip club? How cooked are you in the head? Sorry, that is very, very strange. Look, fair enough, if you're into that sort of thing, I'm not personally, but I know that some people are. If you're into that sort of thing, fine. But don't do it during your work. Surely you go to this accounting office first, get your work done, afterwards you go there. You don't host your meetings there. That is so weird. The only person I blame in this whole story is Mr. Big VIP. He's an absolute disgrace to all other VIPs out there. I hate him. All right, then moving on to our next story. Karen mistakes me for a bank employee, proceeds to attempt to rob the bank, and gets arrested. For some background, about 20 years ago, I worked for a company that made software for banks and credit unions. Two smaller regional banks merged, and we were called in to upgrade all the branches for the same version of software and to point the network to the new consolidated bank. How boring is that? My God. I mean, no offense, but anyway, let's move on. Okay, sorry, I tell that, but that's quite rude. Sorry, let's just continue, right? Forget I said that. This happens after hours, so as not to interfere day-to-day operations. The whole process took several hours on-site at each branch. So we were sure we would have plenty of time to roll things back if anything went wrong. We started a few hours before the bank closed. This would give us time to fix anything before the bank opened the next day. The process started with a meeting to go over the plan for the branch with the bank staff, some of whom would be helping with the process, because my team doesn't have complete access to the bank systems. This is a small bank. There's four offices, a conference room, and space for like five tellers up front. It turned out it was payday for some large employer or something, but just as I started my meeting with the branch manager, the two staff from my company, and the two bank employees who'd be opening the bank the following day, the bank starts to get real busy. The meeting lasted about 30 minutes, and all the while, the line and waiting area is filling up. So I rush through the details for the bank manager and release him, then the two opening staff. I leave the details for my team for last. My team knew the process, they just needed to know what computers to start on first. Anyways, I dismiss the bank staff and they go to help the rush up front, and I continue my meeting with my team. Then I send them out to get some food, since it looks like the bank might not close on time anyway. I head over to the bank manager's office, and immediately, a woman ducks under the rope line and makes straight for the office, trying to follow me inside. I didn't see her step out of line, so I at first thought maybe she was a bank employee. As soon as I turned around, she said something like, "It's about dang time, I've been waiting for half an hour." Now, this was BS, because we started the meeting at 4:30, and it wasn't even 5 yet. I tried to tell her that she was mistaken, I don't work at the bank, but she cut me off, not even paying attention to what I was saying. She plopped herself down in one of the chairs and said, "I need to make a withdrawal."
I replied, sorry, I can't help you with that. You'll need to wait in line.
No, I've already waited for an hour. I know you can do it. You've done it before.
She slaps her ID and bank card on the desk and says, just open the damn drawer and give me $2,000. I can't. I don't. But I couldn't even finish explaining that I don't work here.
BS. You've done it before. Give me $2,000.
I can't.
That's it.
At this point, she's raised her voice and is now standing. I assumed she was going to leave, and I went to open the door. But she pushed me back and yelled,
I'm not leaving this office until you give me $2,000.
She then picked up a screwdriver out of the toolkit sitting on the desk and starts prying at the desk drawer. I push her back, and she swings at me with the screwdriver. I step back, but she scratches my arm, tearing my shirt, and goes back to prying at the drawer. I've had it at this point. I'm thinking, she is nuts, and I need to do something. I look out the office, and it looks like everyone is busy, and I think that maybe they didn't notice her yelling. It looks like she's not making any progress on the desk. It's way too sturdy. So, I try a calmer approach and try to get her attention. She stops for a moment and looks at me like she forgot I was there.
Are you going to get me my money or what?
She snaps.
I'm not an employee of the bank. BS, you were just in the meeting with the other employees. Yes, I know that, but then get me my money or get out of my way,
she interrupted before pushing me again. I finally had it. I looked out the window and it seemed like all the bank employees were calm and quiet. I thought, F if I'm just gonna stand here and watch her rob the bank. She was a big woman, but I played hockey against bigger. So, even if she had a few pounds on me, I was pretty sure I could at least slow her down. I took a step back, brought my shoulder down, then with a step and a short lunge, I shoulder checked her into the brick wall behind her. She smacked her head on the wall and gave a short oomph as I knocked the wind out of her. And then she collapsed to the floor unconscious. I watched her suspiciously for a moment, thinking that was easier than I thought. Why didn't I do that earlier? Then I thought maybe I actually properly hurt her. So I knelt down to check on her. She was breathing. I shouldn't move her. The screwdriver flew across the office, so I just stepped over her and walked out into the bank. About that time, I heard sirens, lots of them. A short while later, some police came into the bank. Having just assaulted a woman, leaving her unconscious, I put my hands up. The police walked over, looked at me, then walked into the office. I turned around and the bank staff were pointing at the office where I'd just left. Evidently, they had triggered the silent alarm as soon as the woman had yelled at me to give her money. They had then moved the other customers to the conference room and were following protocols to comply and not interfere. The end result was she woke up to being handcuffed. She was seen by an EMT briefly before being arrested for armed robbery, kidnapping, and assault. The screwdriver from the toolkit was taken as evidence, and we teased my tech for the next few years. You get your screwdriver back yet? So she came in for $2,000 and left with 5 to 10 years in prison. She was actually only in there for 4. As an assault victim in that state, they notified me when she got out. Okay, that's actually like really clever. I've learned something there. I didn't know there were like secret alarms. So they let the robbery continue while secretly alerting the police that this is happening. I guess if they were like open and loud about it, they first of all risk being, you know, like shot or like injured by the robber. But secondly, the robber could just leave and be like, oh no, people realize. Maybe in this situation, it's just way better to make the robber think that no one really knows what's going on, apart from OP in the situation, of course, who they're scrapping. But actually in reality, everyone knows what's going on. The staff have taken all these customers, people trying to get money out themselves, into another room just for their own safety, just waiting for the police to show up, really. And actually, just kind of like left to a 1v1, I guess. OP versus the robber. Not the best situation to be in, but my God, did you handle it well there, my son? That was exceptional. A little shoulder barge for the chin, knocking her out. Incredible scenes of glorious emotion. Congratulations on your...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Success.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode. Lady snatches dinosaur model out of my hands. So, I was heading to a toy store, name redacted for privacy's sake, because they'd informed me that they had the new Coelophysis model made by Safari Limited. I didn't have that model in my collection, and I usually order my models there. And I have a good enough relationship with the store workers to let me know when a certain model on my list is available. Now, before we continue on with this story, I need to know what this dinosaur looks like. The Coelophysis, I think it's pronounced. Not entirely sure. Comment down below how to pronounce it if you know. Let's have a look at it. I mean, to be fair, what a bad boy. Looks a little bit like a velociraptor, I would say. I don't know how big it is. You know what? I'm going to do some more research. I mean, to be fair, it looks like it would fit in right now with the current background you can see in this video. Pretty insane. Look at it. Looks brilliant. Anyway, it can grow up to 3 meters, 9.8 feet long. So yeah, pretty similar to a velociraptor, I reckon. And if I was in a fist fight with it, I reckon it would kill me. Let's continue. So, I go into the store wearing a red shirt because I felt like it. And normally, the toy store workers wear red, but they have tags on. So, you know where this is going. I enter the store and ask if they have the Coelophysis, and they point me in the right direction, since in this case, it wasn't one of the models I prepaid them for. So, I see the Coelophysis among other models. It wasn't the only one, and I get my hands on it. When I take it off the shelf, a lady says to me, "Oh, thank you, I can take it from here." I turn around and see this lady that looks like she's in her late 30s, holding out her hand to me, expecting me to just plop the dinosaur in her hands. I was looking confused for a moment, and then she got frustrated and asked me if I was hard of hearing. I asked why she wanted me to hand over the model that I wanted, and she asked what I meant. I was an employee. I suddenly got her assumption and told her that no, I don't work here, I was just a customer. She was fuming and pointed out that I was wearing the same shade of red as the workers. I responded that red is not exclusive to this store, and if she would excuse me, I was going to purchase the Coelophysis. She then got intrusive and started asking why would an adult collect dinosaur models. I responded that people are allowed to have hobbies and try to move on. Apparently, not satisfied with my answer, she blocked me and freaking snatched the Coelophysis out of my hands and went to the counter. I was about to shrug my shoulders and grab a spare, not wanting to escalate, until I realized that she had also taken the other Coelophysis models on the shelf. The other remaining models were of Brachiosaurus and Microraptors, by the way. A little bit infuriated at this, but keeping my calm, I went to the counter and asked her to give it back, and told the people at the counter that she snatched the model out of my hands. They asked her if it was true, and she actually told the truth, but only because he was being a bad employee, lying about wanting the model for himself and not providing good customer service. Now, the counter workers, who had seen me enough times as a consistent buyer, pointed out to the lady that I wasn't a worker, and she got huffy. She then said that she was the proper purchaser because she was getting them for her kid, while an adult shouldn't be playing with toys. That maybe if I wasn't collecting them, I would properly become an adult. So one of the counter workers called the store owner, who came to ask what was going on. After explaining, he had a frown on his face and went to check the security footage. After seeing that she had indeed snatched it out of my hands and had escalated the situation herself, he ordered her to give me my safari model, or he'd have her ousted from the store. Now, the store owner is a big guy, so she withered under his gaze a bit and gave me back my safari. I calmly thanked her because I really didn't want to have to deal with her any further, and the store people. But I will admit, I did enjoy seeing her crumple at the sight of a very annoyed, burly guy. And now, finally, I have a Coelophysis in my collection. Oh, what's that? Sorry, lady. You're trying to steal my dinosaur? Well, Coelophy care. Coelophysis? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did, and you want to see more from me right away, check out a couple more videos from the same subreddit on screen. With that, wow, what a terrible pun. If you want to subscribe after that, go ahead. Not quite sure why you would. And I'll see you all tomorrow with another video with equally as bad jokes. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.